This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. We got a big show in store for you right now. First hour is comedy. Second hour is music. My first guest is John Biner, great comedian and impressionist with a brand new book out called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. Then my buddy Louis Anderson is going to be joining us. And from Saturday Night Live and so many other things, Rob Schneider, a copy man. Next hour, Angie Marchese will be here. She is the curator at Graceland. This Sunday would have marked the 43rd anniversary of the passing of Elvis, and we'll be chatting about all Elvis next hour on the show, and then we'll kind of end things this week with Mina Hawk. She's going to be discussing, of all things, termites. We go from comedy to music to termites, and that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with John Biner.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest, I don't think in the 30 years that we've been doing the show that he's been on, but boy, I tell you, I'm glad that he's here right now. And as you all know, my favorite guests to interview are comedians. You know, being a singer myself, it's not that much fun. Actors, they don't do that the best, unless it's on the printed page. But our next guest is one good comedian. A lifetime of laughter. 5 minutes, Mr. Biner, joining us right now. Is a real legend in the comedy business, John Biner. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, I'm fine, and you have a terrific speaking voice. Forget about the singing.
Well, boy, coming from a person who does impressions...
Well, you have one of those real good radio voices.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
You rarely hear that these days. You know, it's nice.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You know, it's funny. When I was told about the book and the book's title from Charlie Barrett, our mutual friend... I thought to myself, you know, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner, means a lot of things. To people in the business like you, it means, you know, knock on the door, 5 minutes,
yes,
Mr. Biner.
That's how much time you got till the curtain opens.
That's exactly right. To a layman, it means maybe how long you boil an egg.
But well, let's not get any deeper.
Yeah, I know that. I was going to go in that corner, but I figured I better not. And then the other 5 minutes was, they said to me, they said, can you do 5 minutes with Mr. Biner? And I said, he's only going to give me 5 minutes? I need more than 5 minutes. So it is different things to different people. John, you start off the story by telling how you got into this whole thing. It's a great story about how your mom took you to see Bing Crosby. Give us a little insight into that first opening of the door for you in your mind as being a comedian.
Well, Okay. As you're a kid, you're a kid. You know, you go to a movie and you go sit there and nothing, really appeals to you except maybe a song or something like that. But this is a case with, I went to see a movie that someone looked up years later because I was telling him about it. Here Come the Waves, Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters and things like that were in it. And he was singing Accentuate the Positive in the movie. And, I just realized, I didn't realize it, but I was soaking it up, you know. And when we got home, Dad came back from work, and he's sitting at the table waiting for dinner. He was there late. And Mom is serving the dinner, and he says, "What'd you see at the movie today, Christina?" And she said, "Let Johnny tell you." And I started singing like Bing Crosby as best I could at 6 years old, and doing Accentuate the Positive.
Oh.
Kind of, holy cow, they zeroed in on me, and they, you know, I became the big hit of the family.
Yeah, your mom used to wake you up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning
and
come down
go down there. If Aunt Annie and Uncle Joe or somebody like that stayed long and had a little cup of coffee, you know, after the party kind of thing, she'd come up and say, hey, Johnny, just take just a few minutes. Come down. Aunt Annie wants to hear that thing that you would do.
Typical stage mother. You know, you mentioned in the introduction of the book that you didn't want to go into bad memories. You wanted to just have good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what the heck? Hell for?
I got to tell you something. That was refreshing to read because, you know what? You got your problems. I got my problems. The guy down the street.
Yeah, you don't have to sit there and just match your problems.
Right. That's exactly right. But, and I just love the way you approach the whole thing. Your first national exposure was on The Sullivan Show? That was the first time you were on national TV?
I believe it was the Gary Griffin Talent Scout.
Oh, that's right.
I think that did go coast to coast. I'm not sure. But I did that one first.
How intimidating was it to do Ed Sullivan in front of Ed Sullivan?
Well, I tell you, when I did it in front of him, he just loved it. So it wasn't hard at all. He just loved it. His face lit up, and he was, a couple of times I did things where he couldn't stop laughing. He bent over holding his knees.
Wow. You talk about the audition that you did for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and this one he was still up in New York. And I have often been told stories from comedians that had to audition to Ed Sullivan in his office in front of a desk, which is, you didn't have to
do that. Oh, yeah, I never had to do that. Yeah. I remember George Carlin telling me about that. He had to go over to the hotel.
Right.
And do his thing right in front of Ed Sullivan. I guess he must have said a few things about getting high or this, that, and the other thing that he wanted to make sure he wasn't going to say again.
Yeah.
So he listened to it and he made sure that it wasn't going to be anything off color.
However, when it came to auditioning for The Tonight Show up in New York, you did have to walk into a room with three guys.
Yes, and, early on in my career.
Yeah,
and,
with that
and my friend John Carsey was a writer on the show, but he wasn't the head writer. And he met me at the Improv, and we hung out together, and he said, "Hey, you ought to come up. I'll set up an interview with you." And I went up in the elevator. The secretary showed me to the room. I went in. There were three guys in it, one behind a desk, two on either side in chairs. And they say, the guy behind the desk says, "Go ahead." And I started my act, and I got about two or three sentences in, and he said, "Who wants coffee? You want coffee?" Yeah, and I stopped, and he said, "No, don't stop. Keep on going." So I started again, or I picked up from where I was, whatever it was, and another minute or so, he says, "Who wants coffee? Did you say you wanted coffee?" So I said, "The hell with this." I turned around and walked out.
Now, do you think, after I read that, I couldn't help but thinking that he was just trying to see how you would handle a heckler or a situation?
No, not in a theater like that. Nobody heckles in Johnny Carson show.
Right.
Nobody heckles. It's rare. It's rare when somebody heckles in one of those shows.
You talk about all the people that you work with, and it's really staggering. You talk about my late friend, Steve Allen, who was a terrific audience.
Oh, my hero. And he was like, he was great. He was like a big brother to me.
You know, Steve had the ability to be not only a good whatever the millions of things that he did, but he was also a good audience. He enjoyed somebody else. He gave another person the ability to express themselves and enjoyed it. I love that about Steve.
He had a genuine cackle laugh he couldn't control, and he really, really loved it. When he laughed, he had a great time.
Yeah. I see that you recorded the audiobook at another friend of mine, Jim Stafford's Theater. Did you do that in Branson?
No, up here in St. Augustine.
Oh, St. Augustine. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's great.
Now, Jim Stafford, the singer, and Jim Stafford, the owner of the studio are two different
oh,
people.
Two different people.
One has one F and the other has two F's.
I see. Well, you don't want to get your F screwed up, because if you do that, then you'll have a terrible weekend. We could do this for hours, you know that.
I think so.
Now, the story of meeting Elvis. This, of course, in every book, there's always a point, and everyone is going to know what Elvis was like. But what broke me up about this is your daughter, who was 11 years old, she met him before you met him.
She's actually 10 on her birthday.
Yes. Tell us that story. That's hilarious.
I was working with Glenn Campbell, and I did my thing. And it was, as I said, Sandra's birthday, and we went up to the balcony with little kids and with me, my kids, and Elvis was announced. He was in the audience, and the next thing I know, her seat is empty, and I look down, and she's standing there talking to him. And then she's in his lap. She's talking, and his guys are in the rest of the semicircle there, you know, in the booth. And then after the show, I took the other kids, that were my younger kids, with me up to the suite to get ready for bed. And I went back down to get Sandra, because she had walked off with Elvis and his entourage. As I went down there to find out that she had already gone. But before that, it was the thing where I had met him for the first time. And when I was coming back to meet Sandra, I went to my dressing room and she wasn't there. And so I went back up and going through the kitchen the way, you know, acts do in those big hotels. And I start to reach for this door at the end of the kitchen. And
you say, there's Elvis and his entourage with your 10-year-old daughter. Unbelievable. You mentioned in the book that the best advice that you can give new people coming up. See, the reason I mentioned about comedy and people in comedy are my favorite is because I'm a singer with a 15-piece orchestra. If I screw up on stage, I got 14 people to blame, okay? If you're an actor or an actress, you just retake the scene. You guys die, live and die, literally every 2 minutes. I mean, and you're by yourself. So you said to people, just be yourself. But what broke me up is when you said that, you're an impressionist.
Oh, I understand that. I think, in fact, I said that on an ad I did for Jim Stafford's studio up here.
Right, right,
he
I saw that.
He asked me to do a little ad for him, and I said that, you know, listen to me, an impressionist telling people to be themselves.
That's pretty funny. Our guest is John Viner. John, we're going to have to pause for a second, but we'll be right back with John. He's going to stay with us over a second segment. His brand-new book is out right now called 5 Minutes, Mr. Viner, and he wrote it with Douglas Wellman. The foreword is by another major name in the business, Nathan Lane, and it's a lifetime of laughter as portrayed by one of the really funny guys in our business, John Viner, 82 years old, going strong. Hey, we're going to pause for a second, but we are coming back with more live all across the USA and around the world. Don't forget to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there on the home page, there's an icon that says Listen Live, and if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. John Viner and I'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to another segment of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Our guest has been so accommodating to stay with us for another segment. Comedian John Biner. The name of the book is 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner, A Lifetime of Laughter, forward by Nathan Lane, one of the great comedians and impressionist in our generation. A great guy. And John, we were talking before we went for that break about the fact that you never really attack anyone. I mean, you'll do these impressions of very popular people, but you won't embarrass, like, one kind of person, like somebody that is possibly old and decrepit that you don't want to really bring to light. I think that's a very admirable trait that you have in your act.
I never made an old man sound like a fool. You know, if I did a character like an old man, that's me. I can't do the guy with the, how they always made the slobbering, you know, with the tongue flying around in his mouth and all that kind of stuff when they did old men.
Yeah.
But I always had him as a character. I always had him with a sense of humor. And that's me. You know, some people would like to throw digs at people. You know, I'm not like that.
I know that. I know. You mentioned the fact, too, that there's no more variety formats to showcase talent. And, you know, you went through a whole career, still going, and never depended on blue humor, which I think is the real test. And when you wrote this, you also said that you don't do stand-up anymore because you just don't like the venues, the dressing rooms, everything else. It's just not the same.
I was spoiled in Vegas, let's face it, you know. I mean, between shows, you get a knock on the door. It's a room service. Can we get you anything, you know? And as I said, in the new places, when I started getting in laugh factories and all that kind of stuff, it was you either can sit at the bar, which is not good, you know. You'll be either told a bunch of jokes that you've heard already or some you don't want to hear.
Right.
And by people at the bar. Or you can sit in the owner's office, which is a cold situation, you know. I mean, the desk and all that kind of stuff. And or your car.
Which you used to do. You used to go out between shows and just drive in the car.
Driving the car. Yeah. I did take a ride.
John, it's a great book. I really mean it.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And we, as you said, we could go on like this for hours.
But you got 5 minutes to go here.
Maybe I'll tell you in 6 months how the book went.
Well, I tell you what. You and I don't live that far apart. One of these days we need to get together and break bread.
Oh, that'd be fun. What kind of tunes do you do?
Well, I do a tribute, actually, to Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
So you sing rock songs, rock and roll?
I sing some rock and roll, some ballads, you know, the whole gamut, anything.
Nice. Right after speaking to you, I'm going to call my friend Peter Marshall, who was, you know Peter Marshall.
Oh, you know what?
Hollywood Squares, and he's a wonderful baritone.
He's a wonderful guy. I work
and
with
every
him.
Time I'd hear him sing, it would always be, he'd always open with this song. The more I see you.
I thought I was talking to Peter Marshall. He and I did a show together, he'll never remember this, back in 1969. It was in my hometown up in Pennsylvania, and it was me, him, Bob Hope, some rock and roll group. It was a charity for some organization. He's a great guy. He really is.
Oh, yeah. He's a terrific guy. Really is a terrific guy, and he's a big fan of mine.
Well, everybody's a big fan of yours, John. You're a giant talent, and I appreciate
you kindly.
I appreciate we doing this together, and please join us anytime. Let's not make it another 30 years.
All right, Ron. You just let, you know, when you need somebody to fill a few minutes, give me a call. That's what I do on the Carson Show and the Steve Allen shows, the talk shows.
Well, you know what? We modeled the show after the Carson Show because Ed McMahon and I were partners for many years.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
Holy cow. We toured.
My God, you don't sound like you'd go back that far.
Yeah. Well, the x-rays aren't worth a damn, I'll tell you. But we had a tour of the country with a show called The Tonight Show Memories, and people say, well, what did you do, Ron? And I said, I was Ed's Ed. So that's kind of where he was, you know.
He was the host of the show, and you were his Ed.
Yeah, I was actually a third banana on that particular show.
Third banana. Boy, that's risky.
Yeah, that is. That is real risky.
But now the late night things, they use the band leader.
Yeah, and he's real funny. He's about as funny as a tattoo.
Well, the band leader has something on his favor because the drummer knows where the rib shots go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like that was rehearsed, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, John, we got to get together. We really do.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you sound like a good guy, and I wish you and your wife?
That was my wife. Yeah. And
I wish your lovely wife the rest of this crazy season. Yeah. Be healthy and happy, and keep on doing what you're doing, because we need guys like you.
And John, we need guys like you, and thank you for the thousands of hours of entertainment. You're one of
the
best.
Okay, there are more coming, so watch out.
Okay, I'm ready for you. Bye-bye, John. Comedian John Biner has been our guest. He has a brand new book out right now, and it's a good book. I got to be honest with you. I read it through a couple of times. It's an easy read. It's called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner, which is an old show business adage when you're about ready to go on the stage and open the curtains and do your act. And it's got a forward by the great Nathan Lane. John Biner. You know, this past week hasn't been a good week for our rock and roll singers. We lost two giants in the business last week. One was Trini Lopez.
I had a hammer in the wall.
Trini Lopez had a string of hits, including Lemon Tree and that song, If I Had a Hammer. He had a double-neck guitar that he played many times on the Ed Sullivan Show, which made him a little unique when it came to guitar playing. And, of course, he was one of the big names back in the late 50s and all through the 60s. He died at 83 years old of COVID-19. And another hitmaker we lost was Wayne Fontana of the Mindbenders.
The purpose of the man.
Wayne Fontana was the lead vocal on that song. When he left the group a couple of years after they recorded it, the Mindbenders came out with another song called A Groovy Kind of Love, but Wayne went on to do a solo career. Two big giants of the music industry who we lost this past week. Trini Lopez and Wayne Fontana of the Mindbenders. And speaking about rock and roll, don't forget that next hour is a tribute to Elvis Presley, remembering the date of his passing back on August 16th of 1977, 43 years ago. That is hard to believe. In fact, he has been gone longer than he lived. He lived till 42. Our guest will be Angie Marchese, who is the curator for Graceland. She has a bunch of great artifacts and memorabilia that belong to Elvis that's in our studio right now that we'll be talking about next hour. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. Don't forget, everybody, to check our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. When you get to that site, there are two things you can do. You can hit the icon that says Listen Live and hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Second, you can hit the icon that says Facebook and you and I become friends on Facebook. Also, we have another website called Seggy Sings, SEGGISINGS.com. And there you can catch what we're doing as we go through COVID-19 with our 15-piece orchestra. I got to tell you, though, that even though we have been on hiatus for a better part of the year, we do have engagements coming up this fall that we're excited about and we'll be announcing soon. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Okay. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional lawmakers have left Capitol Hill for the remainder of the August recess without a deal for the next COVID-19 relief package, which is expected to send another stimulus payment to most Americans. The House and Senate are now both on recess. House Democratic leaders and negotiators from the White House have worked this month to find a deal on another relief bill. Both chambers have crafted relief aid, but the two sides remain far apart on certain provisions. Unless negotiators reach an agreement, lawmakers will not return to Capitol Hill until September. The House is scheduled to return September 14th, and the Senate the second week of the month. Adding to the uncertainty are both parties' national nominating conventions, which will be held over the next 2 weeks. The Democrats will stage theirs next week, and the Republicans a week later. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. The original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and the problem is that he hasn't been with us recently. And we had a lot of good times talking with him, and the first time I got a chance to meet him was at the Rio with their grand opening back in Las Vegas back in 1822. There weren't many lights back then. Joining us right now is, as Comedy Central says, one of the 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time and author, my friend Louis Anderson. Hey, Louis, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. The last time we talked, we were talking about a comedy school that you were involved with. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I was doing a thing called boot camp.
Yeah, boot camp. Right.
Yeah, and I did it, and it was really good experience. I realized, though, that comics are difficult students. They don't really listen. They don't want to do what you want them to do. I mean, it was almost like looking at myself in the mirror.
That came as a surprise.
When I was doing it, I went, oh, my God, what am I doing? Who do I think I am? I think it helped a few people. I won't say their names, but a few people have done it, have gone on to become quite successful.
Well, that's good. That's great.
That's what I'm glad about that.
Well, I think one of the other things we talked about, and it was a litany of things, was your other book about your dad. Wasn't it something about your father?
Dear Dad.
Yeah, Dear Dad. Yeah. And then there was one called
Letters.
Dumbo?
Yeah, Goodbye Jumbo.
Jumbo, Dumbo, yeah. Tomato.
That was, I was about being a fat kid, growing up a fat kid. And, then I did the F word, How to Survive Your Family.
Right.
And now I have Hey Mom. Stories I told my mom, but you can read them too.
Well, you know, I can't wait to talk about this because your portrayal of your mother, Christine Baskets, I mean, is, I want to say, very eerie a little bit, but also very cool. There's no question about it. And I want to talk about that because the book, I'm sure it was very therapeutic to write it, but you had, as you had with your dad, a lot of ups and downs with your parents, didn't you, Louis?
Yeah, you know, like, I think I just was trying to, like, search for that thing. You know, you grow up watching these iconic, you know, perfect families on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I got out of that was, wait a minute, this isn't all the families out there. Here's a family that you might not have seen before. So I think with my dad, you know, his alcoholism, with my mom, you know, I just didn't get a chance to ask her all the questions, like, why'd you pick my dad? Why'd she stay with him?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she, you know, give my sister up to her sister to raise? Because she had so many kids, or she was overwhelmed? What was it? You know, just stuff like that. And also, I wish I would have become friends with her. In fact, I wrote this book while I was doing Baskets. And so what happened was, one day I came home and I go, I wonder if my mom was ever as happy as Christine Baskets was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage people to get the book and give to their mom, but to include a letter from themselves in it.
Good idea.
You know, that they have. You know, I really think the book changed my whole feeling about my mom again,
mm-hmm.
made it her even a more. Here's my mom, by the way. She's right in that picture.
Oh, wow. Well, beautiful lady. I went online today and saw some of the pictures of her that you have online, too. You know, it's funny because I have a picture of my mom and dad, but since my first right-hand person just left, I can't even show it to you. And they won't.
Yeah.
And they never listen to the show, so how would they know what's going on? Hey, Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them too. I love the name of that. Did she get a chance to experience your success?
She did. You know, she got to see a lot of it because she was here till 1990.
I
did The Tonight Show. I did Rodney's special.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the TV shows that I was on. And also, she got to go to the White House because I performed for Reagan for the opening of the Lincoln, where Lincoln was shot, the
Ford Theater. Yeah.
You know, they reopened it. They remodeled it, reopened it. And there was a celebration there, and then afterwards we went to the White House for a reception.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing experience for her to see that and for me to hopefully give her some satisfaction that what she did has paid off. And then with Christine, I mean, she really was the architect. She's the archetype of that character, and I'm really lucky. I guess because I really wanted her to know how I felt and how much I appreciated her. And I did have the question. So, you know, some people say, why write books like that? Because it gives you some sad,
sure,
difficult things in them. But I say I'd like to have a complete life, and I'd like to try to help that person who's struggling out there.
And did your dad get to see some of your fame, Louie?
He did not. He came to a couple shows at the beginning, but he passed away. I started in 78, and at the end of 78 or early 79, he passed away. He was quite sick.
I think what you do is excellent. And I tell you what I equate it to, okay? Not to sound philosophical or make it sound like this is my Barbara Walters question, but when we used to watch the old detective shows like Jack Webb, these guys didn't have a life in the show. I mean, you saw they got up with a suit and tie and a suitcase. They went to bed with a suit and tie and a suitcase. Now when you see these different shows, you see behind the scenes. I think when it comes to somebody in the public eyes, especially a comedian, okay, where they're always on. See, I always say that the best guest that I could have is a comedian, because they are always on. They're not an actor who sometimes knows the line, sometimes doesn't, so on and so forth. But to see somebody like yourself, who is so funny in concert, and then to know that it's a real person that feels pain just like all of us, I think is a nice dimension. I really do.
I mean, I think it is who I am, and I'm glad I am who I am. And I hope it makes people feel more, less alone, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that that's what I'm going for. I want people to laugh and have a good time and be good to themselves, really.
How many dates are you doing on the road now?
Well, I mean,
when things get back to normal.
Over 100 usually. Over 100. I still love stand-up, and I have a date. I don't know if I'll do it because who knows if it'll work, but I have a corporate thing in Vegas, so I'm hoping that will materialize.
I have a date, too, but don't tell my wife about it. It's kind of on the QT. You know, it's funny, though, you should mention the fact that you love being on the road. But I have to tell you, and I admire this, again, from comedians, is that unlike, I'm a singer. I work with a 15-piece orchestra doing a review of Dick Clark's American Bandstand. When you screw up with 15 people behind you, you can kind of get away with it, okay? When you are a comedian, you are there with no safety nets. You live and die every 4 seconds. To me, that is an extremely difficult profession and a real art.
Well, you know, you have to do this. You have to say to yourself, you have to, like, when you die up there, you have to make it seem like it doesn't matter, or admit to it right away and move on. Because the audience is rooting for you if they're a good audience. Mm-hmm. And I think probably the same with you. They want you to do well. Everybody's going to a performance almost always for a good outcome. And so I think you get that benefit, especially in stand-up, if they're your fans especially. They're with you, and they'll laugh with you if you laugh at yourself being, you know, doing a bad joke or routine. It just happens.
One of the classic lines you told me one time, you were working someplace the day after you and I talked, and you said it was a tough audience last night. And I said, what goes through your mind when there's a tough audience? And you said, dinner.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm already thinking about what I'm having after I do this show.
I'm
always thinking of food.
There is nothing funnier in a routine than the French fries in the back seat. You just reach in the back and get a... That's a great...
I tell you, it's true. That's an old routine.
One
I should bring back.
Well, you know that I'm a fan of that. Well, the name of the book, by the way, it's in paperback now, and it's called Hey Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them too, and it's done by a real talented guy and a friend of ours for many, many years, Louie Anderson. Hey, Louie, next time you're down in the Orlando area, anywhere around Central Florida, let us know. We can break bread. We can break...
I'd love to.
We could break a lot of things, okay? We could break the bank.
We could break chairs.
We could break chairs, break tables.
That's what I always worry about.
Louie, thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Okay, all right. Nice seeing you.
Take care.
Louie Anderson has been our guest. Great book.
Ron's.
Hey Mom, Stories from My Mother. Great, great, great book from a talented and good friend of ours. Thank you very much, my friend.
Love you, Ron.
I love you too, pal.
Take care.
Okay, I always like when Louie's here. He's a funny guy. We are going to take a quick break, and I mean really quick, but stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has not been with us, I don't think, in the 30 years we've been doing this show, and I'm glad that he's with us right now. He's quite a guy, really. He's an actor, director, comedian, screenwriter, a three-time Emmy-nominated writer for his great work on Saturday Night Live. He's got a brand-new and first Netflix original comedy special that premiered yesterday globally. Joining us right now with the movie Rob Schneider, Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. It's a comedy special. Is Rob Schneider. Hey, Rob, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. His last name is Sedgy.
Sedgy, that's right.
Sedgy?
It's a nice Italian name.
I'm sure it was like Seggiano back in the day when they were taking the boat on the way over trying to get over here. Right? Must have been something like that.
Rob, I got to tell you something. You're a very astute guy. It was Seggio, S-E-G-G-I-O, and way back it was Lo Seggio.
But somewhere along the line, it became Seggi, and it's a Sicilian name. That's what it is.
Serious stuff.
That's some serious stuff. So be careful what you say, okay?
When it comes Will up. Do, man. You're a serious man. I get it.
Hey, congratulations on this great comedy special that premiered last night. Rob Schneider, Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. You draw from, of course, a plethora of storylines that you have because your family, you're Filipino, Caucasian, your father was Jewish, and your mother is Catholic. Rob, you can't ask for better comedy material than that. You were born into comedy.
Yeah, that's the old Bill Maher joke. You know, my dad was Jewish, my mom's Catholic. When I went to confession, I bring my attorney. You know?
Yeah, it's great.
Father, this is Mr. Cohen. He'll be answering all the questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know, like you said, in your childhood, you have nothing to compare it to. So it's not like
normal.
It's what it is.
Yeah, right. It's what you grew up. Yeah. It's funny because my father used to advertise on a Polish hour, and on Sunday afternoon, while we were eating spaghetti and meatballs, we listened to polkas. So for the longest time, I thought it was Polish. You know, you kind of just fall into the category of what you think you are by your surroundings. You have had great success. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, your great stay as writer and actor on Saturday Night Live. I go down the list, Men Behaving Badly, Deuce Bigelow, Mayo Gigolo, all those franchises, Judge Dredd, Demolition Man, the list goes on and on. The Waterboy, which you did right here in Orlando, Florida. How does it feel to have all of these great accomplishments, and when somebody sees you at the restaurant, probably the first thing they said is, making copies. I mean, how does it make you feel? I mean, you talk about a recognition line.
I wasn't 100% sure that it was about me, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, I couldn't, the reach of Saturday Night Live was just, you know, if you did something funny, the next day you get people all over the country doing it, or at least the people who stayed up late watching the show. So that was just super exciting, and, you know, just the idea of people knowing you, who you are, when you go out to places. I mean, that all happened to me on that show, so it was, it was a wild experience of just, you know, life-changing.
Yeah, well, that's
change your life. And I was talking to Dennis Miller about that yesterday. We were just like, it's still unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, it's still unbelievable. But I also, the thing about it is, I think in any arts or anything you do, if you love it, it's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you could somehow make a living doing something you love, I mean, it's like, there's nothing better than that.
I absolutely agree with that because a lot of people say, geez, it's Sunday night and I got to go to work tomorrow. And, you know, when I started in radio, well, Marconi and I were in high school together, I couldn't wait to get to work. Tell us about Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. Now, this is, out of all the things you've done, this is the first Netflix original comedy special because I assume by just the title and what I said before about your upbringing that it has to be some great stories about being raised in a family of many different denominations.
Well, I just have stories about, you know, my mother being a little difficult on me because she was Asian, you know, and it's just that you're a tougher, I don't know, I think it's, like I say in the special, I have an Asian mother, I don't recommend it. but there's an insistence on being successful, which is beautiful, I guess, but it's certainly, you know, my mom, when I would go somewhere, my mom didn't say, have a good time. She'd say, you know, basically, don't do anything to ruin your life. And it was basically, you know, if I did make a mistake or something, she was always, see what happens. You don't take it seriously. See what happens. And I just remember that for a while you realize this isn't normal. This isn't usual. And you kind of protect yourself. But she's a war survivor from World War II, so she had a much tougher upbringing than I did. And that was something that I understood later, not as a young man.
Yeah, she had the credentials to give you the warnings, there's no doubt about that. You know, it just seems that when you talk about family and upbringing life, great comedians like yourself do, is that it's so relatable. I mean, whether you're, it doesn't make any difference what nationality, what religion you are. There are certain traits of each segment of growing up, especially when the parents are, you know, like you said, come from the old country. They absolutely parallel and reflect in so many different families regardless of that. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you that you've got this very successful podcast, See What Happens, that you do with your wife. Tell us about that.
Well, it's something when you're locked away in quarantine, you definitely, you know, still create something. We started doing it before this, like last summer, and my wife and I, who we work on a TV show together, also on Netflix, called Real Rob.
Right.
And we did two seasons on that, and it's you know, we just want to just keep working together, and I think it's important to, in the creative arts, especially if you're married to somebody who's also in the creative arts, to support them in what they want to do. And it's fun to work together.
Yeah.
So we have fun and we have a good laugh, and we've been together 11 years, my wife and I. So
that's good.
One of the reasons we've made it is because we can laugh at each other. And when we do the show, we just talk about what's happening in our lives and laugh, and I think people can relate to us.
Yeah, it's a good show, Real Rob. And as I mentioned before, you know, you have a lot of hats that you wear. You not only star that with your wife, of course, but you also produced it, directed it, and financed the entire second season. So it's a real family business.
First season. Netflix picked us up, and then they made it an original show, first season, and extended it to another show. They paid for the second season. It was nuts, you know. We did something. We let's just make it, and then it's really it's a good example of if you want to do something, do it, and don't
look,
know,
back. Yeah,
don't wait for people to come to you for something.
That ain't going to happen. That's exactly right. Well, Rob, congratulations. As we urge everybody to check into Netflix. It's out now. It's called Rob Schneider, Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. And again, it premiered yesterday, so it's on there. Go up and see it. He's a great talent, and I know it's going to be a hit for you, Rob. I really do. And do me a favor. Don't wait another 30 years to come on the show, okay? Let's meet more often.
Okay, listen, Gio. You take care, my friend.
Thanks, Rob. Your trip. Thanks very much. A nice man. Rob Schneider, Asian Mama, Mexican Kids, now being seen on Netflix, an original comedy special. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour for joining us, comedian John Biner with a brand new book called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. Also want to thank comedian Louis Anderson and another comic genius, Rob Schneider. Next hour, from Graceland, it's curator Angie Marchese will be joining us. Of course, Sunday, August 16th, marks the 43rd anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, and we're going to talk all things Elvis with Angie, and we'll finish out the hour with Mina Hawk discussing, believe it or not, termites. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. We'll be right back with hour number two.